This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. That phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're back live today. In the past couple of weeks, we've had some issues, but we are back. And I want to get to as many phone calls as possible. And we have some on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Dan is in Pillager, Minnesota.
Dan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. You?
Good. Oh, not too bad. Okay. My question's easy. I have four apple trees, different varieties, you know, Zestar, Fireside, Harrelson. My Harrelson is about 15 to 18 years old, and every other year it produces great, lots of apples. The other two, the Zestar and the Fireside, have been planted for 5 years, so they're about 8 to 10 feet tall, and I have never gotten an apple off of either one of them. But what can I do to change that?
Well, so when you planted them, how big were they? Were they, you know, little guys or?
Yeah, they were probably 4 foot tall, I suppose, when I got them.
Okay. So sometimes it does take a number of years for them to really produce fruit once they've developed. Unless they, you know, were already completely, good size. So I wouldn't be surprised if that has part to do with it. I'd also, and I'm sure you already did the research on it, making sure that they all pollinate each other. That seems to be the case, right? Not all apples are self-pollinating. They need other apples, and it seems like by what you've said and how many you have, they're going to be able to work with each other to pollinate. So one thing I would look at, too, from there is, do you cut them back? Do you do any pruning? Do you do any fertilizing? What have you done for them in the past couple of years, or even just this season?
Just this season, I put 10-10-10 on them. And
okay.
Some fruit, citrus, and vegetable insect control.
Okay.
But this is where my problem is, I guess, is my leaves are, everything on the tree looks good. No insect bite. This year they never blossomed, but last year I had hundreds of blooms on them, or blossoms, whatever you want to call them, and still they didn't produce anything, so.
Interesting. So this year you had no blossoms at all?
Right.
You would have thought that after, at this period of time, it would have had them.
Did you guys have where you are like a late frost or a where it was, you know, where I am, what we had in like March is it warmed up and then we got a bunch of frost. And so anything that had flowers early kind of lost them. Was that the case where you are?
No, we got a late frost, but that was before the blossoms were coming because my Harrelson just did. It has got plenty of blossoms on them this year.
Okay. That's interesting to hear. So you fertilized it with the 10-10-10. Are you seeing new growth? Are you seeing anything that's showing you that it's, you know, healthy?
Well, I guess no. I mean, other than it's got nice green leaves, bush. I mean, the branches are nice and firm, I guess.
Yep. So, I mean, I think this could be, I'd have to look more into this one. I'm kind of a little stumped with why this one didn't produce the flowers. It usually has something to do with, like, a frost early or the warm-up than the cold. And you didn't prune last year. You didn't prune this year. You fertilized with a 10-10-10. I'm trying to think here. What'd you use for... What did you use for?
Because I'm waiting for it to produce something.
Yeah. What type of an apple tree is it that's not producing? Which one is it?
The Zest Star and the Fireside.
You said Zest Star?
Z-E-S-T-A-R.
Okay. I'm trying to see. Maybe it has something to do with the pollinator. Sometimes there's so many different varieties, you need to just double check and see what can pollinate it. I'm going to look it up as we're speaking. So you said you have a Fireside, a Zest Star, and what are the other two?
A Harrelson and a Sweet 16.
Okay. So just based on looking up the Zest Star apple tree, the pollinators that it has, neither of those are on there. So that could be part of the issue, that when you had the flowers last year, there was nothing to pollinate it. So maybe it didn't produce anything this year. You would be looking at like a Macintosh, a Golden Russet, there's a couple other ones here that would actually pollinate it. I'd have to go deeper into this, and I might be able to do that during the break because it's it seems like the Zest Star doesn't have the right pollinator with it at the moment. Just based on a quick search and some of the pollinators websites that I use. So that could have something to do with it, why it would have produced the flowers and then no fruit. So I think that's one of the issues. As far as the plant, what I'd look to do is try and prune it back a little bit at this point just to get a little bit of new growth coming into it and getting it working. What I'd also like to see you do, if you could, is there any way you could email me your information, maybe take a couple pictures of the plants? I'd love to dive a little bit deeper into this and get some more information for you. Would that work for you?
Sure.
All right. If you can email me, the email address is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And send me the varieties of apples that you have on that email so I can remember it. And then I can look into it a little bit more because I'm wondering if it has the pollination issue, that it's not, it just won't pollinate. And that's why you're not getting the fruit.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because last year I had so many, I figured, all right, we're going to have a bumper crop and then not an apple.
So that could be what happened because you had so many flowers, but there was nothing there to pollinate it you know, from a different tree. And I think just based on what I'm seeing right now quickly, it's, you know, there isn't one there for it to pollinate with. So I think that could be part of it.
Okay.
All right, Dan?
Yep, good enough. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. And I look forward to seeing the email so I can try to get to the bottom of this. I don't like being stumped like this. It's kind of getting to me a little bit. I want to make sure I get you that information, though.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Susan Dreckett.
Sue, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I burnt my lawn on purpose to get rid of weeds and all kinds of flowers growing on the lawn. So now the grass is all brown. And I didn't know if I have to rototill it to put bloom down and new seeds down, or can I just go over that?
Well, so what I would do is rake up some of that dead that you've gotten, get rid of those areas, and then we can almost start fresh. I don't recommend rototilling, but there's a couple questions that I have for you, and we're going to have those questions for you on the other side of the break, so I can get a little bit more information to give you exactly what you're looking to do.
Thank you.
So hang tight for me, Sue. We're going to be right back after these messages, but others, give us a call at 855-660-4261.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Sue in regards to her lawn. She hurt the lawn on purpose. I like that. I like how you put that. To reseed it, get it going. She was wondering what we can do. So I started off saying, let's clean it up. Let's get rid of the old weeds and everything that's there. They've probably turned brown or black by now. You know, clean it up. A lot of times people say, oh, should I just rototill? Well, what happens sometimes when you rototill is those weed seeds that are underneath, when you rototill, could be brought to the top. And so by mixing it, you actually could bring more weed seeds to the front to compete with the seeds that you're going with. Now, it seemed like you wanted to add some loom to the area. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
So
I was thinking, what about aerating?
So aerating is a good thing to do. I would do it when there's nothing, you know, there. Obviously, instead of putting loom on top and then putting the seed down, maybe aerate it now and clean it up. Get something done to loosen the soil just a little bit. Obviously, we want to have it packed down, but not to the point where nothing can grow. So an aeration is going to help, aerate, obviously, the soil to allow better root growth. Now, what was the reason, you know, obviously there were weeds there and you want to do it, but were there other reasons for redoing the lawn? Was it just never took?
Well, there was a lot of, I had to call before because I had a lot of violets. There's a lot of flowers growing in there and all different kinds of weeds. It looks like strawberry vines.
Yep.
So I just wanted to get rid of that stuff so it could happen.
Yeah, makes sense.
A lawn, but now like it looks like a desert lawn. I'm just saying I should probably just leave it like that and put succulents in there.
So one thing definitely less maintenance, right? What I would like to see you do with the lawn once you add that soil down. You can aerate it before that, but add the soil in. I want you to also add a product to the soil called sulfur from Natural Alternative. You can also use Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. What it is it they help the nutrients that are in the soil release some of the trapped nutrients. It will also help allow the organic matter to be stronger in the lawn, and that's kind of what you want with a lawn. And so what this
you said sulfur, what was the other thing?
So it's called sulfur, which you can purchase online, or if you go to a garden center, you can purchase Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green.
Okay.
The Love Your Soil is a soil conditioner, and it actually will help everything that you've been doing release some of the trapped nutrients, but it will also help when it releases those trapped nutrients, it will help feed the lawn as you're going.
All right, so what I would do is I would aerate it and then add the chemicals to it, the Jonathan Green and the sulfur, and then add the loom and see.
Yeah, so what I would do, aerate it, then put the loom down, then you can put the, it's either or, the sulfur or the Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. The sulfur and Love Your Soil are just, are the same thing. They just have different names. So use either one of those. You would put that down and you can put the seed down right after it. You just don't put it in the same spreader, obviously. But you can put those down on the same day. And what it's going to do is it's going to help with it, you know, get that grass seed off to a good start. The other thing you should be looking to put down is a starter fertilizer for seed. They sell them in like a 1,500 square feet all the way to like a 5,000 square foot or more. You put that down before you would put the seed down. And then put the seed down on top of everything. The biggest thing is the watering. And you want to get down at least 2 inches of water per week in a lawn to really get it to develop. Best way to do that, a tuna fish can is an inch tall. Put a tuna fish can out in the area, empty, obviously, and put the sprinkler down. See how long it takes to fill it. So say it takes a half hour to fill it. That means you need to get that area soaked for an hour to get at least 2 inches of rain into the soil to really get it help develop its root system.
What, is that every day? Did you say every day?
Well, it at least 2 inches for the week. So it could be a couple times a week. Okay?
Really? What if it dries out?
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a night of primarily peaceful protests in many U.S. cities. In the streets of New York City, a lack of heavy police presence meant a curfew wasn't enforced, and marchers in downtown Manhattan chanted, "We are united, we are peaceful." In the nation's capital, protests also stayed peaceful in what some say was the largest turnout since the marches in that city began after the death of George Floyd. And in Los Angeles, with a curfew lifted, some protesters kept the mood light. TV reports show people handing out snacks and goodies to one another as people on balconies clapped pots and pans in solidarity. North Carolina Congressman Richard Hudson speaking yesterday at George Floyd's North Carolina Memorial Service.
We've got to have Republicans, we've got to have Democrats, we've got to have black, white, Hispanic. We have to come together to solve this.
USA Radio News. More than 150 years since the end of the Civil War, the U.S. Marine Corps is now formally banning the use of the Confederate battle flag. It tweeted late Friday that too often the flag has been co-opted by violent extremist and racist organizations. It says those divisive beliefs have no place in the Corps. All depictions of the flag on items such as bumper stickers, clothing, and coffee mugs are also banned. The National Weather Service is warning residents from the Central Gulf Coast region to Florida that more tornadoes are possible today because of Tropical Storm Cristobal. Orlando and Central Florida seeing a few tornadoes earlier yesterday that did damage and left some without power, but apparently did not cause any serious injuries. The National Hurricane Center is warning of life-threatening surf and rip currents and possible flash floods from the storm. Some parts of the Gulf Coast could see up to 12 inches of rain. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, right before the break, we were talking with Sue, and she got cut off right at the end. So I apologize. I'm glad you stuck around with us.
I'm still here.
So you were saying right at the end, I didn't get to hear all of it.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to aerate it. Should I put the sulfur down first before I aerate it and then aerate it so we get the sulfur through the corn? Okay. Just set up.
Thank you, Sue, for coming off that speaker. We're getting a little bit of feedback. I apologize. If you could, aerate it, then at that point, that's when you could put the sulfur down at that point, or you could put the new loam down, then put the sulfur down, then put the seed down, then put the seed starter fertilizer down, then put the seed down. The sulfur or the Love Your Soil, either way, you can do it before you put the loam down or on top. It's going to seep into the soil either way and work its way to help with those trapped nutrients, etc.
Okay. So I don't have to worry about taking off the dead grass because it's quite a bit.
Well, I would take the dead grass off if it was me. I would try to get as much of that out as possible because I think it's just going to sit there. I mean, long term, it'll be organic matter, and they say organic matter is great to have in the lawn, but I think it's not what we're really looking for. I would get rid of as much as possible before you put anything down.
Okay. It's going to be a job and a half because it's really, I'll see what I'll try. Get it off the hole. I'll use a hole and try to get it. All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Sue. Thank you. You have a great one.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Pamela is in New Bedford, Mass.
Pamela, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Patrick. We have a house
in New Bedford that has a very small front yard. It's about 8 feet by 5 feet. And there's a huge Hinoki cypress that's actually quite beautiful in the corner of that yard. It's about 25 feet tall, and the bark is just gorgeous, and the foliage is beautiful. You know, it's the only front yard we have, and I don't know what to grow in it. We've been in the house for 9 or 10 years, and I planted a green mountain boxwood in the corner to cover a bulkhead, to cover the bulkhead, which is on the side of the house. And the green mountain boxwood did well for 5 or 6 years. But this year, this spring, I noticed it had a few brown leaves. And then, you know, I thought, well, maybe it, you know, maybe this, it'll, I didn't pay attention. And then, you know, last, I think 2 weekends ago, I rubbed my hand through the bush and all these little flies came out, small orange brown flies. And I tried to look up what it could be, and it seems to be some kind of leaf miner, because because the leaves now, you know, have, it said that the leaf miner, you know, the larvae of the leaf miner ends up in the leaf, and then the leaves blister. So I cut back the bush quite a bit, thinking, you know, if the larvae is in the leaves, then I've got to get rid of those leaves. But now, you know, the bush is severely cut back, and I couldn't possibly get all the leaves that are blistered, and I'm not quite sure what to do with the bush, whether to get it out of there, because the larvae will, you know, produce more of a problem. And even the bed of that area that's only 8 by 5 feet, it's east, it faces the east, and the tree shades it quite a bit. I was surprised that the boxwood grew. It grew about a foot at least, and it was beautiful. But in the flat area of the 8 by 5 feet front lawn that we have, I planted, you know, like 500 bulbs of Scilla and Peona Doxa. I'm not sure how you pronounce that. Grape hyacinth. And the grape hyacinth seemed to survive, but the other bulbs, you know, didn't. So then I dug into the soil, and that tree, the tree must have it must have like a fine network of roots on the top of that soil. So it was like, you know, you really had to dig. So my husband, you know, dug in about a foot, and you know, we made the soil good with that, you know, lot like compost. And then, so now I've tried to plant sweet woodruff in there for the past 3 years, and it, you know, everything I read about sweet woodruff says it's easy to grow, but it just, you know, I have to keep replanting it. It just doesn't seem to, I guess because of the roots of that tree, it just doesn't seem to survive, because every time I have to replant it, the soil is hard again, and I have to dig in, you know, loosen it. I don't know what to do.
You're kind of stuck right now with this. Let me backtrack a little bit to the boxwood that you have. With any of the leaf miner that's there, you should spray it, not just get rid of the leaves themselves. Spray it with, you can use either 8 from Bonide or Captain Jack's from Bonide. Either one of those will help take care of the leaf miner. Yes. So you can spray the plant down to try and get rid of any of the insects that are living at this point. So that they're not going to continue to attack that boxwood. You know, pruning it back obviously isn't the easiest thing to do, especially trying to get rid of all the damaged leaves, but at least trying to stop the infestation is easier. And again, you can use the product 8 from Bonide or Captain Jack's.
All right.
Now, as far as the rest of the area, you know, trees like a Hinoki cypress that have been there for a number of years, 20-something feet tall, are going to have an extensive root system. They are feeding off of everything that is there. So I wouldn't be surprised if your entire area is covered in roots from this Hinoki cypress. Because of the, you know, the square footage, I would think it probably does cover everything. So anything that you plant in that area, it kind of suffocates out. It takes all the nutrients. It takes all the water because it's a bigger, stronger plant.
Yeah.
So what might be something to think about is maybe in certain areas raising the soil up. Make it like a raised bed, but, you know, only a couple inches above the ground. That way you can have a decent soil structure to start with. Allow the plants like the sweet woodruff that you've started or some of those bulbs to develop the root system to absorb some of this water and nutrients. Sometimes when you put them in between the roots, it's just, you're basically setting up to fail, unfortunately, because that Hinoki still feeds, still takes water, and that's why you don't have to do anything to it, because it can do it all on its own. So maybe it's, you know, if in an area that's close to the house, raising up that side, you know, a couple inches, maybe 3 or 4 inches, get some edging to put on the outside and almost raise the bed. So it's like a raised garden bed there. So the plants can develop a little bit more. Their root system can actually have something to grab onto, and the water can actually go to the plant. Then they'll get established, and as the plant, the root system of the Hinoki comes closer, it won't take as much from it. So that could be one thing. That would definitely be one thing I suggest doing, especially, you know, if you want to have more success. Just putting something by the root system, that other root system is just going to take over and kind of, you know, push that plant that you've put in there out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I think raising some of that soil is going to be the best benefit for you. You can also add some compost to it, so it's a nice, thick material. So it's nutritious for the plants that you're putting in there. And I think you could have some success that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know if there was another ground cover that...
So you could try, if you're looking for ground...
Somehow I wanted something that would be green for, you know, also through the fall and some of the winter.
So if you're looking for a ground cover to try to put in there, try either you could try some Pachysandra, you could try a vinca, you can try an ivy. There's even a euonymus creeper. So they have the bush form of euonymus, but then they also have a vine form of euonymus that's a green that you could do. Either one of those would be fine, and I think that would help you out to get something on the ground. I mean, I see in my area there is euonymus vine growing everywhere, and it's almost full shade. So that would be something to, if you're really just trying to cover up, that would be fine to do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you.
No problem. Good luck. It's not that easy, right? But, you know, I think adding a few things and maybe raising up the soil might help you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Patrick.
No problem. You have a great one.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We've got about a minute and a half before the next break. Let's bring somebody else on. We'll get them started so we can get some info from them. Nathan, who's up next?
Dot is in Lowell.
Dot, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick, for taking my phone call. I've got three questions. You've been so helpful before, and your father in the past. I got the newsletter. It's wonderful. Every week or whatever, 2 weeks. I have a question about poison oak tree. A couple of people identify, and I think it is. Is there any danger? Should I cut it down? Or if you don't touch it, my son said he was helping me to clean up. Oh, my goodness, that's my other phone. Is it something that is dangerous that in case people touch it, or is it just something? It is a tree. It's not a shrub. Is that important?
Well, so, I mean, if you're always nervous if somebody's going to touch it and get something on them that's poisonous, causing a rash, it might be worth getting rid of. The thing about it is you got to do it in a safe way, right? Cutting it down so when it falls, it's not falling on everywhere and the spores aren't flying everywhere. So we're going to take a break here. On the other side of the break, I'll give you some more information on what to do so right. We can do this safely and if you want to keep it or get rid of it, okay?
Okay, yeah, I have another question.
All right, so hang tight, too. We'll be right back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush, like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries. Roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow!
Really? With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112.
800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Dot in regards to a... you said you had a poison oak tree in the yard, and you were having... you know, wondering, you know, what you should do. Should you cut it down? Should you leave it? What should you really do?
And I'm just going by the leaf design, and somebody told me that. And I, you know, is there any way to identify it for sure? You know, I looked at my book, by the leaf design and the bark. Should I first go to a garden center and have them identify, or can they even do that?
A lot of times they can. What I would do is obviously take pictures and not bring it with you.
Okay.
The thing about a poison ivy is obviously a vine, but poison oak or poison sumac are more of like a shrub type.
Mm-hmm.
So for it to get to be like a tree, you know, I'm wondering what's going on. Maybe it's a different type of oak. I'm not positive.
Right. So it's more of the cross-shaped leaves, you know, like I was looking in my book, you know, and it's the cross-shaped, the leaves are more like a cross-shaped, you know, like what's like an oak leaf, but more indentations are sharper.
Okay.
So I don't know. If I take it to a car, like a picture, like you said, they will be able to identify it?
Oh, they should be able to. I'd take a couple pictures of it. You can even send it to me if you want, and we can take a look at it on my email. But you can take it to a local garden center. Take some pictures of it. You know, take a picture from far back so you see how big the plant is. Then try to get close to it, get the leaves, and get the cross branches, etc. A lot of these are more of a shrub form. If this is a big tree, it mm-hmm. might not be the poison oak, right?
Right.
You know,
right. It's been there for years. Now I'm cleaning up the backyard, which leads me to my next question. I think I'll do that first. They will try to make sure. It's just my son is cleaning up all the thorns and bushes that came from the neglect of many years over a grape farmer that helped me with it once before. And that's how the idea came up. And now it's going to take weekend after weekend because we've got, like, creeping cherry vine and everything. He's cleaning it up from a great weekends, but his idea is to tip, get a wood chipper here, like by the end of July, perhaps, and then use that as mulch. I'm afraid. I said I think from listening to for years the seeds, it might reseed. Use it as mulch in my flower beds along the border. Do you think that's an okay idea?
That would be fine, definitely.
Once it's dried and mulched into like through a wood chipper, there's no danger of reseeding any of that.
So it could reseed, but honestly, I think it's a best form of using as like a compost or using as to cover it. I honestly think you're going to be fine by using it by using it as a coverage.
Well, that's good news because we were talking about it yesterday. I said, I'm going to call Paul Barron first before asking, you know, because, I hear you always talk about, you know, like reseeding, like when you rototill.
Yeah.
You know, turn it under into the ground. You're just going to get the seed when you're doing lawns and stuff. And, you know, okay, my last final question.
Sure.
I'm sorry to keep you so long.
That's okay.
After we've cleaned up this original one, the Victory Gardens again and stuff, my grandkids actually would like to start again a little strawberry patch in the one area and reclaim some of the back area as a garden, not extensive as we had before. How long do you think it could be? Like, we have lots of sumac out there. That sumac, there's a really tree that my son is
doing.
I know the underground root system. I know you recommended to have somebody come in and, like, 8 weeks from now actually turn all that over before I can make a lawn, you know, the roots and chop them up and stuff. How long before I can plant, do you think, out there? This season's for sure gone, right?
But well, not really. So if you've used, if you use a, you know, a spray to kill it, you can replant later this year without a problem. If you've cut it down and then sprayed it down to get rid of them, you should be able to use it in at least 6 to 8 weeks. That being said, I mean, you haven't lost the season. The fall is a great time for planting and getting things ready. So you could actually start getting that soil going. There are some other areas that you might be able to do, like raised beds, where you could get planting. But I think just getting rid of it, you'll definitely be able to plant this fall and be successful in years going forward.
Get
rid of it first.
Thank you so very much.
All right, Doc. Have a great one. We'll be back in a few.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.